Hi there. Thanks for finding us here at country1067.com for the Campbell and Farwell Recall of Fame. You see what we did there? I think it's so clever. I really have to get over myself because we do this every week. But seriously, Friday mornings at 8:50 on Country 106.7, we do this thing called the Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame, where we take our favorite phone call from you during the week and we induct that person into the Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame. We give them a free lunch for it. It's fun. But then we bring it here to country1067.com and we call it the Recall of Fame. And I just find it very clever. We also make it worth your while because when you listen through to the end of this Recall of Fame, we will give you a bonus code for 500 Country Club rewards points. So enjoy the humor. There's a bit of an unintended theme this week. I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is. You just take the calls as they come and you'll pick up on the theme very quickly, I am sure. And then stick around for that bonus code at the end. It's Friday morning, and you know exactly what that means. It is time for our weekly Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame induction ceremony. What we do is collect our favorite phone calls from you during the week. We nominate them along the way, and then somebody at this time every week gets inducted into the Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame. It's a very distinguished place to be. And oh yeah, by the way, we give you free lunch if you get in there. It's pretty cool. So even if you don't care about the plaque that we hang on the wall in the Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame, you get a free lunch out of the deal. You can take me if you want to. It's good for two. Or you can take somebody you actually like. It's completely up to you. Okay. Yesterday, on this radio program, we were discussing the commercial jingles that have stuck with us through time. And Dave called about the Alka-Seltzer commercial. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief. Man, oh, man. I don't even know if you can make, well, I guess they can make a commercial like that. We make commercials for Cialis now, so, you know, nobody seems to mind about that. We find a way to do it. But Dave took the plop, plop, fizz, fizz and turned the whole thing around and made a neat little song or poem or whatever you want to call it for his kids to, you know, help motivate them in the bathroom.
And we wrote our own, which was Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Pea, How We Wonder How You Be in the Toilet with My Poop. It is like we're making soup.
You're making soup poop? What? Poop soup? I don't even know. But Dave, I think you know, you're just a nominee and you remain a nominee. You get an extra play here in the induction ceremony. But you might be the parent of the year for that kind of stuff. Like, somebody should put that in a book. That should be in the parenting handbook right there. Chapter one, poop soup. I love it. Earlier this week, we talked about the gross things our kids do. And Brian called up with a little bit of a Campbell and Farwell confessional.
They were trying to sell their house for like a month straight. And I didn't want to move. So every time before there was an open house, I would leave a present in the bathroom.
Can I just ask a question right now? Just for a moment. I just want to step back, take a high-level look at all of this. What is the matter with you people? What? We got soup, poop, soup, and we got presents left. What is the matter with you people? I don't understand. This was an unintentional theme on the Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame induction ceremony this morning. Everybody poops. That's what Jennifer likes to remind me. Everybody poops. But it's not a pooper getting into the Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame this week.
Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame inductee.
Well, it was so gross, but I know that Mike will love it because he's a hockey guy.
Oh.
As a typical mom, I had my boys in hockey, and like a typical mom, I was always frustrated by the fact that when we got home from a game, they'd be slow in putting their equipment out to air and kind of jumbled it all down into the family room. And on one particular occasion, I'm generally a very patient person, I kind of lost it. And I was flipping, telling my son, I can't believe it. How many times have I told you to put that hockey equipment away and look at this mess? And he was a really laid back, you know, quiet kind of guy, and he just kind of looked at me, and I guess I got to him, and he said, Mom, calm down. And I said, I will not calm down. And the next thing I knew, he said to me, Mom, you need Joxygen. And with that, he grabbed his jock strap and put it right over my face. I was in such shock, but it was so darn funny, I couldn't even get mad at him. I just broke out laughing. I just stood there and laughed. I almost wet my pants.
Marianne, that is totally disgusting. That's pretty gross.
You know, and he's now, it's funny, because he's now 36 and he's a high school teacher. And I keep reminding him, and I said, I still can't believe you did that to your beloved mother.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. Oh, my. Is it funny? I think it's funny, too. Yeah, you're right. It's totally funny.
Well, it's gross, but it's funny. But
okay.
I mean, it was like, you know, it just taught me, hey, don't sweat the small stuff, Mom. It'll eventually get done.
Sweat, but I'm bum-ching. That's totally disgusting, Marianne. And I think we should nominate you for Call of Fame, too, because the suffering. Can I ask you something? I'm going to ask you something.
Yes.
Does the inside of the jock that your son put on your face when you needed joxygen, does it smell better or worse than the inside of the hockey glove?
I think it's about at par.
Should you know?
And they have that superstition, too. You know, it was mid-season. You don't wash anything.
Yes.
You know, they wouldn't let me do it till the end of the season. So, trust me, it was traumatic.
Wouldn't we be better off in this world, Marianne, if we didn't know what either of those things actually smelled like?
That's right.
Yeah.
That is so right, Mike.
That's Marianne, and she is our Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame inductee this week. Joxygen. So we had two poopers and a jock on the face right there. You see where this radio program goes from time to time. Keep those phone calls coming. We really do love the stories. And, hey, you could become famous as well, like Marianne, a Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame inductee. With that, she gets a gift card for lunch from her friends right here at Country 106.7. And we encourage you to keep those stories coming. And we'll do it all again next Friday morning at 8:50. See, I told you. There's your theme. Unintended, as it happened to be. But now you got your theme. And you probably regret it. But you will not regret this bonus code. That's going to give you 500 Country Club rewards points. Enter the word jock. See what I did there? Not the name, not Jacques. I'm not being French. It's jock. Jock not allowed. Jock is allowed. J-O-C-K. There is your four-letter word for 500 Country Club rewards points. And be sure to be listening to Campbell and Farwell weekday mornings from 5 until 10 on Country 106.7.